Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Health Army Podcast. My name is Brad Schaubecker. I'm a certified health coach, and I help people move forward with their health. I am very excited today to have a returning guest come to you guys and share with you, Mr. Eric Heider. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I appreciate it, Brad.
Hey, I know you got some big things coming up, and we just had a little conversation here before recording this today, and what happened in the gym, and you got Worlds coming up here in just a couple weeks, correct?
Yeah, actually, in 16 days, I have Worlds, so I'm going through my last bit of training, and like I told you before we were talking, on the air is, yeah, I'm excited. There's no bounce in my step. My wife can see it. You know, I basically pulled 520 in the gym in deadlift, and my PR is 530, which is my world record. And there was so much more in the tank. So when I go to Worlds, there's, you know, got world records on your mind. This is why we train, and I do what I do, and commit and sacrifice a lot to do this. So yeah, it's a wonderful feeling. You know, it's just, you're bouncy, you're bubbly.
I get it. I get it. And here's the thing. Can you explain to everybody what Worlds are? You know, I know there's some of my listeners out there that don't know what Worlds are. Can you explain that competition a little bit for people?
Yeah, absolutely. Worlds, you have to qualify for Worlds at Nationals. And sometimes you don't. You got to finish in the top three, if I'm correct, to go to Worlds. I don't know if it's two or three, but I think it's three. And then it's just competing. Fortunately enough, it's, you know, I'm setting world records in different federations, but the SPF is my favorite Worlds. Because they let me do overhead thrust, and I've been training with that. So yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, you know, it really is. And fortunately enough, this year one of my sons is qualified for it, so he's going to be lifting in the open division. So he just trying to, you know, get his rankings up as far as that's concerned. And yeah, it's a lot of commitment, but we love it.
That's awesome. And here's the thing that sticks in my head, and Eric, here's the thing. I'm not calling you old because I'm in my 40s also. And I think a big thing that I think people get to a certain age, and I see it all the time, and they just kind of give up and talk about, you know, this is just the way it is. But you're 48 years old, correct?
Yes.
And here you are in this competition and improving all the time. Like, what drives you to do that at 48 years of age?
Well, we have different goals as we start, Brad, of course. My first goal was to bench 400 pounds, and I did that. And I wanted to compete in all the events. I started to compete more and getting better at them. And then I was putting up numbers that were getting me real close to the top, and then my bench press went way up, and I'm number three or four in the world right now. And my push pull is number one in the world. So
that's
which awesome. Consists of bench and deadlift.
Yep.
If people don't know and they don't follow me, I totally came off my best meet ever. I think I had a 1367, which is a combined of three events. And I came back and was getting ready for another meet, totally tore my adductor. And which your adductor is kind of like your groin area, and everything went black and blue. And so to get my records where I wanted them, though, I had to still do my squats, but at a lighter weight, which wasn't even close to what I'd want to do, but had to do that to get records, because you have to have numbers to get records.
Yep.
Power them. So I did that, and I came back, and I really had a good year, qualified at Nationals, which I would have qualified because last year at World, I set 8 world records.
Eight world records. That's awesome.
At the 220 class. I've been lifting the 242s, but I was, you know, I was about 225, 224. So losing weight really has never been hard for me. Pretty easy because, you know, you just got to cut your calories and do that. Watch what you're eating. Watch what time you're eating. You know, so if you eat at 7 o'clock and then you go to bed, you're not getting up and eating. So your body is kind of losing weight. So, but I always had my protein before I went to bed. And so my body was working. And it's got to work.
Yes.
And food helps your body work. So, yeah, I mean, it's that's what drives me is to be the best. I mean, more I can do more. And I have those goals. And hopefully next year at Nationals in Chicago, I can, a lot of people can see me from Rochelle. And I can set some state records in Illinois.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. And here's another question for you. How I always talk about the people I, you know, with the people I work with about health is health and your goals and being in the gym is one big picture and especially discipline. How has, you know, being disciplined in the gym, being disciplined in what you eat, how has that helped you outside of the gym? Would you say it's helped you outside of the gym with discipline and your job and your family and your, you know, all that kind of stuff?
Well, Brad, it gives you a lot of confidence.
Yep.
Especially being a male or even being a female, I see it in the gym.
Yep.
You have confidence in yourself when you take your shirt off. It's a big thing. That's a motivator. I just didn't like who I was. And your diet is the biggest thing. We talk about I could be in the gym forever. If my diet's not right, I'm just wasting my time.
Yep.
So, I mean, I want to say, I always say 70-30, but let's go 75-25. Because you have to put the time in to burn those calories.
Yeah.
You know, I see a lot of people doing cardio, which is great. Listen, get your heart rate over 136, you're burning. But when you can go in there and pump iron and do a deadlift or something, well, you're burning calories after you lift.
Yes.
Because the intensity of it.
Yep.
You know, that's the best thing for your heart. And you want to lose weight, that's how you lose it. But yep. Your diet is the key to it. You know, you hear it all the time, Brad. How do I lose weight? Well, what are you eating?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Okay. And we talked about this, you know, I eat like a dog.
Yeah.
I eat the same stuff every day. Every day.
Yeah.
I eat it.
Yeah. And it's crazy. It's not crazy because I used to be a person like that, but that's hard for people because people, you know, that I work with, I have conversations with, they're always talking about, I'm getting bored with this. And I'm like, here's the thing. We have to go through a time period in our life and how you win this game, I truly believe, especially with your diet, is dumbing it down. Like people want all these exotic foods. They eat high in sugar. They eat high in carbs. You know, and they don't watch their protein levels. And you know, that's the key. I truly think is just dumbing it down and eating like a dog, right? Eating the same things pretty much every day. And again, we talked about it the other day. And every once in a while, you get some table scraps, you know, which is like a treat. But every once in a while, other than that, you're eating the same things pretty much every day.
Pretty much every day. But there's other things. I'm an oatmeal and egg white guy every morning.
Yep.
But I mix a bowl of cereal in there.
Yep.
Up with fiber because, you know, you're getting it from, you know, but I know I got to take a protein shake to make up for some of it.
Yep.
You know, I take that sacrifice and do it another way. And there's more ways to skin a cat than one. So, I mean, if you're bored with your diet, there's things you can do to make it not so boring.
Yeah.
But I like boring. Simple. My body enjoys it because the more trained your body is eating the same thing, the better results you're going to have.
Yep. And talk about can you talk about in the gym and with your eating, the power of consistency? Like, so many people think this is going to happen, whether it's weight loss, whether it's muscle gain, whether, you know, whatever it is, they think they want it to happen overnight. And the mindset shift is, you know, taking those sprinting shoes off and putting those marathon running shoes on and just being consistent and letting it happen.
Well, Brad, I go back to when I started. I was 209 pounds, 37% body fat. It took me 12 months to gain 10 pounds of muscle, lean muscle.
You mean you didn't gain that in 1 month?
No.
Right.
So in 12 months, I gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, which if people really analyze it, is fantastic.
Yes.
But did I want more? Yes, I wanted 12 pounds.
Yep.
But it's that food that you want to have fun, you're going to pay for it one way or another. That's how karma works.
Yep.
You know, but in 3 years, I gained 27, 28 pounds of muscle. So it's a way of life. How do you want to get better? The only way you can get better is sacrifice.
Yep.
You have to sacrifice things to get the things that you want.
Can you say that again? So people can hear that again.
You have to sacrifice things to get the things you want.
Yes. Yes. You know, and another thing I think that, you know, people coming into to health related goals, again, whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, getting stronger in the gym, whatever it is, they have this perception of being perfect when really, you know, this perfection thing, when really, you know, it's progress over perfection, right? It's consistency, it's progress, not perfection. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Your progression comes out. How much work you're going to put? You got to put it in. Put the time in. And you'll see the results. I tell everybody that.
Yep.
You take a picture day one. Take a picture at day 21.
Yep.
Take a picture at day 30. And you'll see the changes. I mean, it's amazing what that human body can do. But again, it's self-will and, you know, a little bit of effort isn't going to get you a lot of results.
Yep. Yep.
It really isn't. You know, some people think, oh, I'm going to the gym 4 days a week. I'm eating a pretty good diet. Well, what's pretty good?
Right.
And why are you going 3 or 4 days when, you know, in the beginning, you should be going almost every day.
Yep. Yep.
It's that want and need to get you to where you want to be. Again, go back to taking your shirt off at the beach or putting your bikini on and feeling proud about it.
Yep.
We're not out, like I say, you said, I'm not young.
Yep.
Feels really good when I go to the beach or something, I take my shirt off, and I know the people are looking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, and here's the thing, and there can be multiple reasons why, but you have to put a meaning, a true meaning behind your change. I truly believe that when you start, because I feel like so many people go into it, you know, whether it's losing weight or whatever the goal is, or getting in a gym and building muscle, why do you want to do that? Like, and do you have that in front of you at all times, and how much does it actually drive you?
Well, you know, if you really look at it, most of the people were athletic at one time, or very, you know, and they did everything that they could. So they know really what it takes,
yeah,
to get there. They really do. You know, I mean, played a lot of sports. You played, you know how Rochelle is.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. Even down here in Florida, you know, we're comedians down here. They're from everywhere. So, but if you talk to them, they all talk about athletics. Well, if you were a pretty good or a good athlete, you know what it takes to work. So you got to put that effort into you now.
Yep.
You're not 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. You're 40-some years old. You know, 50 is around the corner. So, hey, what can I do now to help me? So when I'm there, it's easy. Yeah. Now I know what to do, and it's just part of my life.
Yep. Yep. And here's kind of the last thing I want to talk about is eating according to your goals. Because here's the thing. My goals and the way I eat, I couldn't eat like you because I'm personally not a power lifter. I love to get in the gym and work out, but that's not my goal. So if I ate like you, like I'm going to gain a ton of weight, right? But you need to eat like you, or if you ate like me, you're not going to be performing at Worlds like you should be. Can you talk a little bit about eating according to your goals and how that's kind of different for everybody?
Well, absolutely, like you said. And it's your frame too, but I always say this. You pick a weight you want to be. Say you want to be 180 pounds. You have to eat between 180 grams of protein to 185 grams of protein a day.
Yep.
To maintain that weight. And people really don't understand that. Yep. Your protein is the most important for strength. Your carbs come in for, you know, when you need energy. So it gives you energy, but what kind of you getting? So if I'm a marathon runner, I'm going to really carb up.
Yes.
I'm not going to protein up. I'm going to protein up afterwards to get my muscles back and put my carbs in it. For me, I'm going to really protein up all the time. But I know, like today, I had big deadlift, so I carved up last night. I had a lot, so much rice, and just to know that I have enough energy to get that. It's going to help me lift.
Yep.
So it depends on what you're doing, but it starts with clean eating. Yep. I don't care what you're trying to do. Your eating's got to be clean. Your chicken, your rice, your potatoes. You know, your simple starches with stuff, your vegetables, your fruits in the morning, you know, your fibers, everything's important.
Yes, 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 it is. And it's gaining that understanding of nutrition overall and how it helps your body perform. And a lot of us are undereducated about that. And that's why I'm so passionate about what I do and helping people, you know, gain that knowledge and continue. It's like a continued education. I keep learning every day.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just.
I talk to so many people in so many different sports about things because I'm fascinated.
Yes. Yep. And again, we talk about what does it take? What does it take to be at a healthy weight? What's it take to be a power lifter? It takes an education. It takes a want to learn and keep learning about whatever your goals are. So, Eric, we're going to wrap this up. You want to tell everybody when Worlds are again and where that'll be?
Worlds will be September 18th in Knoxville, the SBF. If anything comes up, they're supposed to be broadcast the Worlds usually online. So when that comes available, I will send it to you and you can put it out there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on. As always, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and I'm sure inspiring people out there. That's what, you know, this podcast is all about. And thanks again.
Hey, thank you. I'm a big fan of yours, Brad. You know that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Awesome. Well, everybody have a good one. I hope this has helped somebody move forward and in their health journey. And we'll talk to everybody soon.